Jesus, we thank you this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you have purchased for us. You have made a way where there was no way. You made a path through the mighty waters. We approach you today just as we are. As your word says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We come to take your yoke upon us. We come to surrender our burden, to surrender our heaviness, to surrender the weights of this world, the weightiness of our trials, to surrender it all, to cast the whole of our care upon you. We humble ourselves today in recognition that you are the doorway to the kingdom of God. You're the only way, the truth, the life. If any man entereth in to you, he will be saved, and he will go in and out, and he will find pasture. Today we come before you, the temple. We come out from the circumstances of our life. We come out from the familiarity of our life. We come out from the atmospheres that govern this world system. We come out from among them to separate ourselves unto you, to consecrate ourself unto you, to be with you where you are. For where you are, there shall we be also. Come before you, the cloudy pillar of glory that stands at the tabernacle of God. We enter in. We enter into that pillar of glory. We enter into you. We enter into you. Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh, we draw near by faith. We draw near. Come out from among them and separate ourselves to you, knowing you're the way, knowing you're the truth, knowing you are the entrance, the doorway. We honor you. We humble ourselves under your mighty right hand. Come before you. We present our bodies as living sacrifices. We set our affections upon you, not upon the world. We bring them to you. We give you this day our heart. We present our heart to you. We present our affections. We present our body. We present our spirit to you, to be seated, to dwell in you, to abide in you, to dwell in you, in you we live, in you we move in you. We have our being. We want to be found in you. Find us in the Son. Find us. Find us dwelling in glory. Find us dwelling in peace. All the labors of our life is to enter into your rest. Today we cease from all of our works, all of our external activity, all of the internal activity of the mind, all anxiety, all worry, all turmoil, all unrest. Lay it all at your feet. Holy surrender. Lay it all at your feet. Lay it all at your feet. We lay it at your feet. We cease from our own works. We cease today to enter in, that we may enter into your rest. You are our shepherd. You maketh us to lie down in green pasture. You lead us today. We follow you through the veil, through the door, into the green pasture, into the fountain of life, into glory, into the peace. Passeth all understanding, into the rest, into the rest, into your stillness, that all of the earth be still, for the Lord is in his temple. You dwelleth here. You abideth here. We come to give thanks to you. We come to give glory to your name. We come to honor you. We come to where you are. We enter into where you are. Come to abide. Come to cleave to you. To hold fast to you. We won't let go now. We just enter in. We enter in through the veil whither our forerunner has went. We come through that veil. Pass over. We step into the threshold of your temple. We step through the door of glory. Surround us. Clothe us in glory. Clothe us in peace. Clothe us in great joy. Clothe us in rest. Clothe us. Wash our body today. Pure living water, he washeth our bodies. Quicken our body with resurrection life. Quickeneth us with a life. Sedate our emotions in peace. In rest, in perfect love, the rest of God settle in to our affections and to our emotions. Let it take over and cover our central nervous system, that everything come to perfect peace. Spirit, soul, and body in perfect harmony with heaven. In perfect rest, in perfect peace. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so glorious. You're so great. Being with you is greater than anything else. I'm found in you. I'm found in glory. Found in your great love. Catch me up. I am in you. I'm seated with you. You prepared a dwelling place for me. That atmosphere is all around me. It's all around us. You surround us with beauty. Surround us in glory. Surround us in heaven. Oh, you filleth us up. Fill us today with the fragrance of heaven. Fill every part with peace. Passeth all understanding. Fill every part with rest. O flesh, glorying now, all has been brought to stillness. Perfect communion. Perfect union. Perfect fellowship. Perfection of beauty. You are the perfection of beauty. Cover all of us in here. Cover. We've come to partake of our inheritance. We come to partake the goodness and the mercy. Where you are, there is liberty. Here, where you are, there's perfect liberty. There's perfect liberty here. There's perfect freedom here. There's perfect peace. There's perfect rest with you. Hidden away with you. You hideth us all today in thy pavilion. The pavilion of Christ. We're all hidden in you. You hideth us from the strife of the tongues of the world. Can't even hear them. Separated from that place. Dwelling in you. Dwelling with you. You prayed that our joy, that your joy, would be fulfilled in us. The joy that you've had of being in the Father for all eternity, of being in perfect communion, perfect fellowship. Behold and receiving, you've brought us into that relationship. You've brought us into that union. You've brought us in. We come, Father. We're in the Son. We're in Him, Father. We honor Him. We've come through Him. We're in the truth. There's no other way to approach you. There's no other way. come to worship you, Father. In spirit, in truth, where you are, to give you glory, to partake of your great love that you have for us, your great love. Oh, you spring up, your will spring. Your great love filling us. Your great love. We love you. Forever. You're a Father. You cover us. You clothe us today. Your eye is upon us in this temple. Your ear, you have inclined to us. Your ear is attentive to us in this place. Your heart dwelleth here, Father. It dwelleth in the Son, where we meet you. We meet you in Him. You hear prayers that are prayed from this temple. Your eye is fixed upon us today. Your heart dwelleth here. Your Father that seeth in secret, seeth in the secret place. Sees us here in the Son. He rewardeth us openly. He rewardeth us. Father, in one accord we ask today. We're all gathered here. Dwelling in the Son. Dwelling in peace. Dwelling in glory. Grant for thy glory to fill our temples. Fill our temple with the honey presence of heaven. Let the fountain erupt all the day long. Let it erupt, let it release, let it spring forth all the day long. Grant that we could abide in this place continually. Grant us grace. Grant us all great grace. Grace for our weaknesses. Grace for our callings. Grace in the marketplace, grace in the families, grace upon our children, grace upon this church and all that you want to do with it. You fill us with grace, Father. We ask you while we're here, in accordance to the riches that are in glory, that are in Christ, we ask for all power, the sevenfold inheritance that are in Christ, of power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessings to be administrated to us by your Holy Spirit into and through our inner man, filling the earth, filling the marketplace, filling our ministries, filling our families, filling this church. You grant us fullness, Father. You grant us the blessing of generational inheritance that's in your mouth. Christ received, he ascended into the right hand of God. I will bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountain. Let that inheritance flow. Let the inheritance release from above. Fill your body again. Fill your people again. Replenish what has been stolen. Replenish, restore, multiply from this room. Let there be increase and multiply. Let the Capernaum inheritance flow. Let the living waters that issue forth from the right side of the temple, from the right hand of God, let the waters flow. Let the church come forth past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins. Let us come into the waters to swim in. Let us come into baptism of glory, baptism of living water, baptism of Christ. Let us come into full baptism, where there's none of us waters to swim in, that we touch not the ground anymore. There's none of us and all of you. Let the waters flow to the Dead Sea. Everything that's dead will live again. Let the conversion of the nations, the conversion of this city by great power, the conversion of this city with creative power flowing to the Dead Sea. The dead that live in this city, let it be converted to your glory. Let the creative river, the creative waters of God fill. Transform the Dead Sea, this city. Transforming bodies, transforming minds, transforming the lost. Restoring life out of that temple. Restoring life. Let it release. Let it be loose. Let it flow. Fill. 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 Fill with the Ruach of God. Fill with the breath of God. Fill. 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 According to your word, that half that river would flow to the great sea. The Mediterranean Sea of Commerce. The wealth of the seas will be converted to thee. There will be power. There will be salvation. There will be wealth transference, for you sit as a king in the holy hill of Zion. You sit as an apostolic high priest, and the government resteth upon your shoulder. Let thy king priest government release in fullness. Let it release in fullness. Let it release, Father. We thank you that your eye is upon the prayers that we pray from this temple. Your ear inclineth to us. Your heart dwelleth here, Father. Your heart dwelleth. The name of Jesus, which don't pray in his name. We are in his name when we pray. Because we're in him, Father. Because we're found in him. Because we're accepted in you. We're holy and without blame. We're holy and without blame before you. We're your sons, your daughters. Just begin to pray from your temple. Begin to ask him. Ask him that your joy may be full. Ask him for those things that you need. Ask him to intervene in those areas you need intervention. Ask for his angels to be loosed upon your behalf. Just ask